Avabasar Perkyud Mishnavov Misha Nimchak Shtar Chovov. Person has a Shtar Chov that was erased. Meidin Alav Edim Avalif Nebesim Vaisin Lakiyin. So Edim come to do Edikim. The Rav learns that the Edim themselves are the ones that are being Mekayim the Shtar and based. Mother Rishonim learned that based in themselves are Mekayim the Shtar. But the Edim are being Mekayim the Shtar, and they know when it was written and what was written there. Because the Shtar became erased, like the Rav says, through whether it was water or became illegible or just worn out. We have to have Edim that knew that this happened, that it wasn't a purposeful erasing. Because on that, the Arama learns that maybe if it was done purposely, it was done because it was actually paid back, and that's why they erased it. But we have Edim that it was done accidentally, that it just got erased. And Beis Din does, Balafnei Beis Din Noisin Lekiyim, and Mekayim Nishtar. And Taisisanta brings in Mukhi Yosef that sometimes they would actually write, they didn't write on the Shtar that based in that they validated the initial Edim that were on the Shtar. They would just write the Edim's name to give the ability that if somebody would find that the Edim were apostle, they can apostle the Edim. Unless based in themselves knew who the Edim were, and they would be machshir them in the Shtar themselves. And then you wouldn't be able to apostle them. And what was written on the Kiyum Shtar? It said, Ish Ploni Ben Ploni Nimchak Shtar Biyom Ploni. His Shtar was erased. Now, Biyom Ploni doesn't mean it was erased on that day. It means it was erased, and that Biyom Ploni is going on the Zman of the Shtar. Like we know, you have to be careful, the Zman of a Shtar, as you can take from Lekuchos. Ploni Ploni Edov, and the Reuven and Shimon, whoever the people were the original Edom on the Shtar. Mishnah continues, Misha Parah Mixas Chovov, a person paid back a portion of his Chov. Rabbi Yehuda says, since you paid a portion of it, we make them write a new shtar, a total new shtar. We're going to soon see why. Rabbi Yossi says, better to write a receipt, that the lender would give him a receipt, that you pay back, let's say out of $200, you pay me back $100. Now it's going to come out that the borrower is going to have to be very careful of his receipt, that it shouldn't be ruined by mice, or lost, because the concern is that once the borrower loses that, the lender now has this initial shtar that says he lent him $200, there's no receipt, and he can now collect the full $200, even though he paid him back $100, he has no proof that he paid him back $100. Yesi says it actually works out better that way, for a few reasons. Number one, it's going to force the borrower to pay him back sooner, like the Rab brings. Like Taisenta brings Eved Loivil Ishmalva, and it's Lav Davka Eved Loivil Ishmalva. Even if it's not any halva, it's just a chov, the person that has to pay back is always on the disadvantage. So we want him to pay it back right away, so it's actually good that he's be careful that he has this shover. And the second point is, we don't want to hurt the malva, because now, if you would do it like Rabbi Yehuda said, and you would write a brand new shtar with a new date, now he can't take from Lekuchos from the previous date, because now he has a later date. If you leave the shtar the way it was with the shoiver, so now you have the original shtar with an earlier date, and then the lender can collect from Lekuchos from the earlier date. And if you make a new shtar, like Buda says, then you're going to have a later date. But now that you have a shoiver, you still have the initial shtar, and the lender can collect from the initial shtar. And the Rav says, Allah is like Rabbi Yossi.